Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Triple Take presented by UPMC. I'm Mike Pursuta, along with Matt Williamson and Dale Lawley. We'll call this the further review segment of our pre-draft preparation. We have taken you through the candidates position by position, not all of them, of course, but the ones that have caught our eye. And since we went through that first round, guys, the pro days have taken place, and some more nuggets of information are starting to emerge. So we thought it'd be a good time to kind of double back position by position and see what, if anything, has changed before we get to what we found out since round one. I need to remind you that all these videos are going to be shared on Steelers.com, the Steelers mobile app, and the Steelers official YouTube page. You'll also be able to find this audio on the Triple Take podcast and Steelers Nation Radio. If you're wondering, how do I subscribe to the Triple Take podcast? Well, you can do that wherever you find your favorite on-demand audio content. We're going to start today with defensive tackles. And guys, I think we were all pretty much in agreement that it was maybe the least exciting position group, the group that lacks depth. If you need one, you better get one quick. But Matt, you and I both went mining and came up with a guy that was off the radar, and now he's on the radar from Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, this is almost like the low-hanging fruit. I mean, because he was so outstanding at his workout. I mean, you're talking about Milton Williams from Louisiana Tech, and he's, in a way, he's kind of a tweener. He's 6'3", 284. Is he an interior Geno Atkins, Aaron Donald, upfield guy, or is he a base end? I kind of think he's somewhere in between. Kind of, I kind of equate him to like Michael Bennett with Seattle in those Legion of Boom times, where four-man front, he's maybe your strong side edge, can bump inside. But I mean, at 284 pounds, he ran a 4.6 240, jumped a 38.5-inch vertical, over 10 inches in the broad jump. I mean, he's super intriguing, really explosive athlete.
I think you left out the best one. Three cone drill, 6.87. Yeah. Dale.
I was just going to say, I mean, I looked it up. That would have been better than any running back in last year's combine.
Yeah.
Crazy. He's 284 pounds.
And Matt, just since you're the former scout among the group, why don't you remind us all why we care so deeply about the three cone drill?
Well, it's really a good indicator for a couple different positions, you know, especially edge guys. When we get to the edge, you look at a lot of these guys that have low three-cone drills, it really translates well to NFL success. The analytics folks will tell you that. Tight ends as well. It's just kind of the ability to bend the edge without losing speed. I mean, this is not a straight-line game at all. So I'm a big believer in the three-cone and short shuttles as well for change of direction, body control, things like that. And you're right. I should have mentioned, I should have led with that. It's an unbelievable stat that Williams put up.
I mean, for a big guy in particular, under seven is attention getting, correct?
Like that's like J.J. Watt numbers, yeah.
And Dale, what did you find out as you went mining for defensive tackles? It's not they're not prevalent. There's not a
they're
a
not.
Lot to find,
like, yeah, I mean, I had Williams as my guy who's emerged because I don't think anybody was really talking about him. Oh, I don't know, a month and a half ago. Until, you know, this workout, and it's like, whoa, hey, how about that? But Jalen Twyman from Pitt, I thought, you know, the guy opted out in 2020, and so you wondered, okay, what's he got? He went to his pro day and did 40 reps on the bench, which is outstanding. He's a power player. That's what you expect. But 40 reps on the bench is outstanding. Now, he didn't test real well in the other stuff, but again, he's a power player. I think he showed that he could be a run stuffing defensive tackle in this league. And I think, you know, he was looked at as maybe a fourth, fifth round guy. I think maybe he's improved his stock a little bit with that. And he also came in at over 300 pounds, which also helps. You know, the listing on him at Pitt was in the 290 range. You know, so he's able to carry that weight. And obviously has the weight, the power that, you know, you're looking for in a run stuffer.
Yeah. Daniel Jeremiah was talking about him on the NFL Network as well, when they, got around to talking about Pitt's pro day, and he thought that the 32.5-inch vertical equated to the explosiveness that led to the 10.5 sacks a couple of years ago when he played in 2019. But I thought it was also interesting that Daniel Jeremiah made a point of saying he's not Aaron Donald.
No, he's not.
No.
But
every pit quarterback isn't Dan Marino. You have to say that. Every running back's not Tony Dorsett.
The comparison is because Donald was the last Pitt defensive lineman to lead the team in sacks prior to Twyman doing that in 2019. I actually had him on my initial list, but I just talked about him again a little bit in our written version of these on Steelers.com because I thought, Matt, like a lot of pro day information, sometimes it confirms more than reveals, correct?
Yeah, 100%. Well, this year's a little different because you didn't have the combine and, you know, every bit of every number, everything you can get matters. I do think it's kind of noteworthy. The Pitt guys didn't run super great, but I think they ran on the field turf, which is a slow surface. So I'm not sure they did themselves any favors there, but his other numbers were great.
Matt, let's stick with you here before we wrap it up. Another guy that you've mentioned, Jonathan Marshall of Arkansas.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him the first go round. I mean, to be very honest with you, he's 6'3", 310, with a real strong basketball background, which for 300 pounders playing basketball is a big, you know, eye-opening thing for me. They used him as a nose, and he got a lot of attention, a lot of doubles, and he handled that well, and he did 36 reps on the bench, so you think he could probably do that going forward. But he had really good jump numbers at Arkansas's Pro Day and ran a 4.75. So I wonder if you kick him out to a three technique or, you know, let him attack upfield a little bit more with that explosion, that maybe you can get more out of him than just being a nose tackle type that Arkansas used him as. And by all accounts and all the research I've done, team captain, team leader, really hard worker. So the best might be yet to come.
Dale, any closing thoughts on defensive tackle, or have we sufficiently covered it now in two sessions?
One guy that intrigues me a little bit, Mike, is Isaiah Loudermilk of Wisconsin. He measured in at 6'6", 293 pounds at Wisconsin's pro day. He's not J.J. Watt, but he's got that typical size. I mean, 6'6", 293, he could be a nice late round sleeper, tested well at Wisconsin's pro day. That's a guy worth keeping an eye on. And another one that I had was.
Yeah, I think before you get off Loudermilk, I think his goal was to be quicker. He wanted to display some stuff in the drills that he maybe hadn't on the field. And from reports I saw, he pulled that off. By the way, a guy from Wisconsin with milk in his name.
I mean, they got him. They got the wild goose guy who's a corner. I mean,
another one. Perfect place to play for him.
One guy that O'Brien Goodson was a guy that you saw on a lot of lists from Memphis, and he came in at just 5'10", 276 pounds. They listed him at 6'2", 297. So you wonder about, you know, we saw, you know, we've seen guys make that transition from defensive tackle to say fullback. You know, you wonder if a guy that's 5'10", 276 pounds, could he be on that track to maybe, instead of playing defensive tackle in the league, maybe playing fullback or even linebacker, something like that.
Fullback, refresh my memory. That used to be a guy that lined up in front of the running back, and
he wasn't
an offensive lineman, but he kind of let him into the hole.
Teams, I believe, used to they do play those at Wisconsin. They do use them.
Guy with a big forehead, cleared a path. That's going to do it for our second look at defensive tackle. Remember that all these videos are shared on Steelers.com, the Steelers mobile app, and the Steelers official YouTube page. You can hear what we just had to say on the Triple Take podcast and Steelers Nation Radio. And if you're looking to subscribe to that Triple Take podcast, you can do that. Just download it wherever you get your on-demand content. For Dale Lawley and Matt Williamson, I'm Mike Pursuta. You've been listening to the NFL Draft Triple Take presented by UPMC.